In our hyper-connected world, the ancient art of public speaking has experienced a renaissance with unprecedented reach. A single TED Talk can transform careers and spread ideas to millions overnight. When Monica Lewinsky stepped onto the TED stage in 2015, after 17 years of public humiliation, her talk on cyberbullying earned a standing ovation and has since been viewed over 15 million times. This transformation wasn't magic. It was the result of preparation, authenticity, and understanding the mechanics of effective communication. In a world where presentation literacy has become as crucial as reading and writing, mastering this skill might be your most powerful career move yet. The fear of public speaking ranks higher than death in many surveys, yet this fear can become your greatest asset when channeled properly. What makes diverse speakers successful isn't polished delivery or theatrical techniques, it's authenticity. Being yourself rather than mimicking great orators creates the connection audiences crave. The most important element of any talk is having something worth saying. A great talk rebuilds something meaningful inside listeners' minds, an idea they can hold on to and be changed by. These ideas need not be complex theories. They can be simple insights or stories that shift how people see the world. Sophie Scott's TED Talk on laughter exemplifies this, showing how laughter evolved to convert social stress into pleasurable alignment. Without substance, charisma alone falls flat. The through line is the connecting theme that unifies every element of your talk, the strong cord that holds all components together. Try capturing your through line in 15 content-rich words that define what idea you want to build in listeners' minds. Strong through lines incorporate unexpected insights rather than predictable concepts. Examples include, more choice actually makes us less happy, and vulnerability is something to be treasured, not hidden from. Think of a talk as a journey with you as guide. The key isn't cramming everything in by making each point shorter. It's focusing on a single, connected thread that can be properly developed. Cover less, but with greater impact. TED speaker Amanda Palmer learned to remove her ego and focus on delivering ideas, while economist Nick Marks advocates killing your darlings by eliminating beloved tangents that don't serve the main narrative. Four talk styles must be avoided. The sales pitch turns presentations into promotional showcases, alienating audiences who expect genuine value. The ramble stems from inadequate preparation, delivering unfocused content without direction. The org bore focuses on organizational details and company histories rather than compelling ideas. Successful speakers focus on discoveries and insights instead. The inspiration performance trap pursues emotional impact without substance, forgetting that true inspiration comes from authenticity and wisdom. Thorough rehearsal is crucial for success, whether the talk is scripted or not. Top TED speakers practice extensively. Jill Bolt Taylor spent hundreds of hours rehearsing her stroke talk, while Steve Jobs meticulously prepared every Apple presentation. Paradoxically, talks that sound rehearsed usually indicate insufficient practice, as speakers get stuck in the uncanny valley. Though challenging, consistent rehearsal transforms anxiety into confidence. Connection. Building rapport with your audience is essential from the start. Humor creates social bonding. Shared laughter puts people on the same side. While speakers like Bryan Stevenson use humor effectively, don't force it if it's not natural. Authenticity matters more than cleverness, and audiences quickly detect insincerity. Self-deprecation, when genuine, resonates powerfully. Stories generate instant empathy and interest. Ernesto Ciroli demonstrated this perfectly in his development aid talk, sharing how Italians tried teaching Zambians to grow tomatoes only to have hippos eat the crops, an outcome the unconsulted locals had anticipated. Personal stories about failure or vulnerability connect deeply when told authentically. When crafting stories, remove unnecessary details while maintaining emotional impact. The most effective talks use stories to illuminate larger truths. To reach those who disagree strongly, begin by understanding their perspective. Tribal thinking often prevents genuine connection unless you first acknowledge others' worldviews. Dan Gilbert's explanation of synthesized happiness shows 5 key steps for explaining complex concepts. Start at the audience's knowledge level. Create curiosity through knowledge gaps, like comparing happiness levels of paraplegics and lottery winners. Build concepts gradually. Use relatable metaphors like psychological immune system, and provide concrete examples. Effective explanation means overcoming the curse of knowledge, our difficulty remembering what it's like not to understand something familiar. You must transform complex mental webs into clear, logical sequences. Guide listeners through your ideas using clear transitions and signposting phrases. Follow Einstein's principle. Make ideas as simple as it can be, but no simpler. Avoid jargon, use metaphors and examples, and maintain awareness of your audience's perspective. Script and memorize your opening and closing moments, even if the rest flows naturally. In our attention-competitive world, you can grab audiences through drama, compelling teasers of your throughline, unexpected framing, or igniting curiosity. For body language, stand balanced with natural hand gestures to amplify your words, avoiding nervous leg shifts. Above all, remain authentic. As Mary Roach notes, "I knew it would be better to be Mary Roach than to be Mary Roach trying to be Jill Bolte Taylor." Public speaking's importance continues to grow in our connected world. It's essential for building confidence, career advancement, human connection, and leaving a legacy. Today's knowledge economy demands contextual understanding, creative exposure, and deeper human insights through diverse perspectives. This is why public speaking is experiencing a renaissance. We all need to learn from each other. The technological shift that gave us visibility to each other through online video has transformed how ideas spread. By 2015, TED Talks reached 100 million monthly views, representing a transformative leap in influence. For viewers, it means unprecedented access to the world's greatest teachers, regardless of geography. Most importantly, online video has created an interactive ecosystem where we learn from each other, creating what Anderson calls crowd-accelerated innovation. Whatever idea matters to you, whether highlighting an invisible community, researching family history, or tackling global challenges, pursuing it wholeheartedly will bring both meaningful happiness and something worth saying. In our connected world, a well-seeded idea has unlimited potential influence. There's an empty stage waiting for your contribution. Your voice, your ideas, your unique perspective, these are the gifts you can offer to a world hungry for meaning and connection. The question isn't whether you can become a great speaker, it's whether you're willing to share the ideas that only you can bring to life.